Hey guys, welcome back to Mastering You, the Lifestyle Performance Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Sutton, and today I'm doing a shorter solo cast. Okay, so next week we have a really cool interview lined up with a champion CrossFitter from across the pond in the US. But today I'm going to do a shorter sort of 10-15 minute episode around just some common trends, 12 common trends that I found, I guess you could call them mistakes people make when trying to lose weight. And we're on week 5, going into the last week of our current 6-week lifestyle transformation program at LPT. And as always, a lot of these mistakes often crop up again and again and again and again. So I thought I'd give you a bit of an insight in the type of kind of principles and habits, and like I said, mistakes that we really need to watch out for. And this is really having seen thousands of food journals and food diaries over the last 10 years. So let's just jump straight into it. So number one is doing what I call playing the diet lottery. Okay, playing the diet lottery. So this is when people are jumping from diet to diet. They can never really sustain one particular diet. They're trying things like shakes and powders and potions and pills. But what they're not doing is using science and using the principles of nutritional science to create a sustainable diet approach that they can actually enjoy for the rest of their life. Okay, so and the next 11 points that I'm going to share with you will hopefully give you a bit of an insight into what that actually looks like. But if you've been playing the diet lottery, if you've been jumping from diet to diet over the last 10-15 years, then you're definitely going to want to take a few notes right now. So number two, in terms of mistakes, is an overconsumption of carbohydrates. Okay, now, firstly, caveat, I'm not anti-carb. Okay, we don't teach low carb at LPT. We just teach the right amount of carbs. And without doubt, the number one mistake is an overconsumption of high carb, sugary foods like your breads, pastas, cakes, crisps, chocolate, fizzy drinks, and even fruit. You know, fruit's fantastic, really healthy, got some great vitamins and micronutrients, but an overconsumption of fruit will still increase your overall carbohydrate intake. So some quick tips for you. You know, bread obviously is okay for some people, but try and keep it whole grain. But ultimately, you know, try and keep your overall carb quota, whether you're having rice, pasta, bread, try and keep it within the amount of grams of carbs you need that day. Now, typically at LPT, we'll recommend people go no higher than between 30 to 40% of their daily intake from carbohydrates. Now, obviously, you would need to track what intake you're having, using some form of tracker to help you do that. Okay, but and we'll go on to that in a second. But one thing I would say, that the easy wins with the carbs is avoiding the white products, avoiding the white rice, the white bread. You know, it does make not a huge difference, but a bit of a difference. It's certainly more nutrition, the nutritional value is certainly higher, which is really important. That's what we need to be looking at when we're taking this nutritional science-based approach, is more of a nutritional value approach. You know, where am I getting the value from the food that I'm eating? How is this going to satisfy me? And that leads nicely into point number three, which is not eating enough protein. So if I could make one recommendation, I reckon if I could make one recommendation to the whole of the UK, maybe the US as well, the rest of the world, if everyone just cut their carbohydrate intake by 20% and replace that with 20% of good protein, that would probably sort out a lot of the cases of diabetes, obesity, etc., etc. Why would that one swap make such a difference? Purely because protein, from a satiety point of view, is so much more efficient. It just keeps us fuller for longer, you know. And you know, if you have a bit of fruit, it's quite easy to have another bit of fruit. If you have an egg, or if you have a high protein food, you have a bit of chicken, you're not immediately craving another egg straight after. And that really is the difference. So making sure you're getting adequate protein, you know, 30, 40%, but a lot of people, a lot of the food diaries we see are anywhere like 10, 20%. Maybe they will only have their protein at their evening meal. We see that quite a lot. Okay. So number four is snacking. Okay. Snacking too much in general, but snacking on poor quality foods, you know, biscuits, crisps, chocolates. The real quick fix for this one is just to eat a little bit more at the meals that you eat. Okay, so if you are having some scrambled eggs on toast with some maybe avocado or spinach in the morning, have an extra egg, have an extra bit of spinach, have an extra portion of mushrooms. If it means that you're going to not snack on crisps at mid-morning, then that's going to be far more efficient in terms of helping you keep to your calories overall throughout the day. You know, humans are designed to live for many months. I think that there's been a case of a human living for up to a year without food. We can survive without food, okay? We can definitely survive a few hours without food. So we don't need to be snacking two or three times a day, let alone at all. If you find yourself snacking a lot, I would first look at the next point, number five, which is not drinking enough water. Quite often, the reason people snack is they're dehydrated. Okay, if you start hydrating more, again, drinking more water, eating more protein, you become more satiated. You become fuller for longer, which achieves the ultimate weight loss principle, which is achieving a calorie deficit. So number six is not eating enough good fats. Real quick one for you. So getting your oily fish in, maybe you're supplementing on omega-3 oils, etc., etc. Okay, avocados, salmon, maybe a little bit of nuts here and there. But, you know, don't be afraid of fats. Fats have really been demonized in the diet culture. Fats are not the devil, even though they do contain more than double the amount of calories of proteins and carbs. They do, again, like protein, keep you fuller for longer. If you have an avocado, you don't feel like eating another avocado straight away after. Whereas if you eat a pear or some berries, you could probably eat that again. And that is the difference between these three macronutrients of proteins, fats and carbohydrates. Let's move on to number seven. Number seven is focusing on weight loss and not body composition. Okay, this is another thing that's been created from the diet culture of slimming clubs. Is we've been focused so much on the scale as the main metric of success. And it's really been to the detriment of our society. Body composition is more important as a focus because we need to understand that the body is made up of more than just body fat. You know, we have our bone density, we have our organs, and we also have muscle. So by making sure that you're measuring your inch loss, your body fat percentage, your progress pictures, and yes, we can look at scale weight, but quite honestly, as you lose more weight, you know, when you become within 1 or 2 stone of your ideal weight, the scale weight becomes less important. It becomes more irrelevant. Number eight is not using any portion control tracking system at all and just guessing your calories. So you, as you've heard before, you can't manage what you don't measure. So you need to be measuring, even if it's for 7 to 14 days. You need to be using some form of portion control tracking system. At LPT, we use the hand palm thumb rule. So a palm would be what we'd be associating for the protein. So for females, we'd be looking at 1 palm of protein per meal. Okay, for males, it'd be 2 palms of protein per meal or a little bit more. So if you're only eating 3 meals a day, a little bit more than that. Okay, a cup would be your vegetables, a thumb of fat, and a fist of vegetables. But even more specific than that, and what we get our clients to do is use our tracking app so we can see exactly how many calories you are consuming and where they're coming from. Okay, we just got 3 more to go, guys. So number 9 is overeating on fruit and undereating on veggies. Okay, so you really want to be focusing on a ratio of 1 portion of fruit to 3 portions of vegetables throughout your day. Okay, we often see the opposite. okay? And it's obvious to why. It's much more convenient to eat fruit than to cook up some veggies. But ultimately, if your goal is to achieve good health, and particularly if you're trying to slim down, then over-consuming fruits is going to make that process really hard because of the high sugar content many fruits have. Whereas the vegetables are going to be higher in fiber, they're going to fill you up for longer. Okay, they're also going to have some real good micronutrient qualities as well, as well as the many other benefits to eating more vegetables. Number 10, failure to acknowledge a sedentary day. If you're not moving all day, if you're stuck at your desk, or if you're driving, you do not need as many calories as active days. And this is something we see a lot of, is people eat exactly the same meals, meal plans, snacks on a day when they're doing absolutely nothing compared to the days when they're super active. So just having that self-awareness to just eat that little bit more less will go a long, long way in helping you achieve your weight loss conquest. Even if it means, you know, just putting a little alert on your phone to see how active you've been, or if you're not hitting your 10,000 steps, maybe you give yourself a rule that you're going to reduce your portion sizes down slightly, okay? This takes nicely onto number 11, actually, in terms of tracking, which is a big mistake, is people tracking calories only on weekdays. Yes, you know who you are if you're listening, okay? We see this a lot. So if you are going to start tracking your food to make yourself more accountable, actually, the most important time is to include the weekend, because that is when you're most likely to eat more and exercise less for many people. So you really do need to do that. You need to make sure, if you're going to go down the route of being accountable, tracking your calories, include those weekends. Okay, the last point, guys, to wrap up this short solar cast today. Number 12 is undervaluing the importance of muscle. Muscle is one of your biggest helpers in terms of the quest of weight loss. It's a far more metabolic tissue than fat. It will have such an array of, I'm just thinking on the spot, but it's such an array of benefits. I may even do a full podcast on the importance of muscle. But like I said, it's a far more active tissue. But one of the biggest things with muscle, and this is goes back to talking about the importance of tracking body composition, not scale weight, is just how important it is to include weight training and weight bearing exercise within your weight loss program. Because so many people associate cardiovascular exercise with losing weight. And yes, that burns more calories during the training session, but you're not in the training session all the time, are you? You spend more of your life not in training than in training. So wouldn't it be cool to burn more calories when you're not exercising? That's what training your muscles and doing load-based training does for you. It helps increase your metabolic rate, helps increase the amount of calories you burn when you're not in the gym. Okay, so hope you found this this short, snappy podcast episode useful. Hope you've taken some notes. Even if you only have like 3 or 4 of those pointers that you associate with, it's going to have a massive effect on your life. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, guys. Thanks again for listening. And this is just a real quick ask and request to support the show and tell your friends about it. Go on to Apple iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Tell us which episodes you enjoy, or feel free to always email me as well at admin@lifestyle-pt.co.uk. If you have a suggestion, a topic, or someone that you would like me to interview, and I'm all ears, anything to do with self-improvement, fitness, nutrition, mindset, bettering yourself, personal development, I'm all game. So definitely tune again in next week. We've got a really cool interview coming soon. Take care, guys.